Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Re-entry, SpaceX, Elon Musk, and the Reusable Rockets That Launched a Second Space Age by Eric Berder, examines how SpaceX helped reset expectations for what spaceflight can cost, how often rockets can fly, and how quickly aerospace hardware can evolve. Built around the modern push for reusability, the book traces the practical engineering and organizational choices that made landing rockets on drone ships and returning boosters to flight more than a spectacle. Berder, known for covering the space industry with a reporter's attention to program details, frames SpaceX within a broader historical arc: legacy government and contractor approaches, the rise of commercial launch services, and the shift from one-off mission. Without treating innovation as inevitable, the narrative emphasizes iteration, risk acceptance, and the hard constraints of physics and manufacturing. The result is a grounded look at the people, processes, and pressure that shaped a company and helped spark renewed momentum across the global launch market. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from expendable rockets to routine recovery, a central theme is the difference between a launch industry optimized for expendable vehicles and one designed for recovery and reflown hardware. The book highlights why discarding first stages became normal in the early decades and how that assumption shaped everything from vehicle sizing to production lines and mission planning. Against that backdrop, SpaceX's recovery effort is presented as a systems problem: landing accuracy, thermal and structural margins, propellant reserves, avionics redundancy, and the operational choreography of ships, drone ships, and ground teams. The story is not only about dramatic landings, but about closing the loop from design to refurbishment to relaunch. Reusability changes the business model by shifting costs from constant new builds toward inspection, refurbishment, and rapid turnaround, which in turn pressures reliability processes to be both rigorous and fast. The broader takeaway is that reusability is not a single invention, but an accumulation of decisions that trade mass, complexity, and risk in exchange for long-term cadence. This topic also shows how recovering boosters affects customer confidence, insurance perceptions, and the tempo at which a company can learn from flights. Secondly, engineering iteration under real launch pressure. The book underscores a development philosophy that treats flight as a learning engine. Instead of waiting for a perfect design, SpaceX is portrayed as pushing hardware into test campaigns, accepting failures as data, and then rapidly incorporating improvements. This approach changes how engineers think about margins and verification. Traditional methods often emphasize exhaustive analysis and incremental change, while an iterative method emphasizes instrumented testing, fast feedback, and manufacturing changes that can be implemented quickly. Berder's account connects the headline events to underlying engineering realities, such as engine reliability, guidance and control, stage separation dynamics, and the stresses imposed by re-entry and landing burns. Iteration also extends to manufacturing, where design simplification, supply chain decisions, and vertical integration can enable speed. A key insight is that speed is not only about moving fast, it is about building an organization that can safely absorb information, update processes, and standardize what works. The narrative points to how launch cadence itself becomes a competitive advantage. More launches generate more data, which enables further refinement, which then increases cadence again. For readers, this topic functions as a case study in applied innovation where deadlines, customers, and physics keep ambition grounded. Thirdly, leadership, culture, and the cost of ambition. Another important thread is how leadership style and organizational culture influence technical outcomes. The book presents SpaceX as a place where aggressive goals set the pace and where teams are expected to solve problems quickly, sometimes under intense scrutiny. This topic explores the benefits and trade-offs of that environment. On the upside, a high-pressure culture can reduce bureaucracy, shorten decision loops, and keep attention on mission-critical priorities. On the downside, relentless schedules can strain teams and create risks if communication and checks are not managed carefully. Berder's framing highlights that culture is expressed through concrete practices: how reviews are run, how problems are escalated, how responsibility is assigned, and how failure is handled after a mishap. The narrative also situates Elon Musk as a catalytic figure who can drive urgency and focus, while still relying on large groups of specialists to execute. The wider lesson is that rockets are built by organizations, not by visions alone. Readers see how hiring, incentives, internal accountability, and tolerance for dissenting technical views can materially affect reliability and progress. This topic is valuable for understanding how complex engineering programs succeed or stall depending on human systems. Fourthly, economics and strategy behind a second space age. Re-entry places reusability within the economics of launch services and the strategic goals of building a sustainable business. The book connects technical milestones to market effects, lower marginal cost, higher flight rate, and the ability to offer more competitive pricing or dedicate capacity to internal projects. It also highlights how a company can use early commercial and government contracts to fund technology leaps, turning steady demand into a platform for experimentation and expansion. This topic covers how reliability, schedule performance, and demonstrated capability influence customer trust, and how that trust expands the range of missions a provider can win. Reusability further changes capital allocation decisions because a booster becomes an asset that can be flown multiple times, making refurbishment throughput and fleet management central to profitability. The narrative also shows how competition responds, with other launch providers and national programs adapting plans, timelines, and designs. Beyond pricing, there is strategic value in flexibility, rapid manifest changes, dedicated rideshare options, and the capacity to support new satellite constellations. Readers gain a practical understanding of why reusability is not merely an engineering feat, but a business lever that reshapes the entire ecosystem, influencing investment, policy choices, and global expectations for access to orbit. Lastly, operational mastery, turning spectacular landings into routine, a reusable rocket is only transformative if it can be turned around predictably and safely. The book emphasizes operations as the hidden half of reusability, inspection protocols, non-destructive evaluation, component life tracking, engine refurbishment decisions, and the discipline needed to standardize processes while still improving hardware. This topic examines how recovering stages introduces new logistics, including maritime recovery, port processing, transportation to refurbishment facilities, and coordination across multiple launch sites. It also addresses how operations and design co-evolve, because every difficult refurbishment step becomes a target for redesign, better access panels, fewer parts, more robust materials, or simplified plumbing. Operational maturity also interacts with safety culture and reliability. Rapid cadence requires a clear understanding of which anomalies matter, what can be accepted, and what demands grounding the fleet. The narrative suggests that routine is earned through repeated cycles, measurable performance, and continuous learning rather than through one iconic success. For readers, this topic clarifies that the second space age is not driven solely by breakthrough technology, but by disciplined execution. It offers a lens for evaluating any ambitious engineering program. The long-term winners are often those who master the unglamorous details of maintenance, scheduling, and quality at scale. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a realistic, program-level view of how modern spaceflight changed in the 2010s and 2020s. Space enthusiasts, aerospace professionals, business and leadership readers, and anyone curious about how high-risk engineering is managed under commercial pressure. It can benefit your life by offering transferable lessons about iteration, feedback loops, and operational discipline. You see how ambitious goals become achievable when an organization builds systems for learning quickly, making decisions with incomplete information, and improving processes without losing sight of safety and reliability. Compared with many popular space titles that focus mainly on visionary promises or isolated dramatic moments, Reentry is worth buying because it emphasizes the connective tissue between events, design choices, testing philosophy, organizational incentives, and the economic logic that makes reusability matter. It also helps readers evaluate future claims about new launch vehicles, lunar plans, or Mars aspirations by understanding the practical prerequisites for progress. If you want more than inspiration, and you want a grounded explanation of why reusable rockets changed launch economics and forced the industry to adapt, this book delivers a clear, informed narrative that is both technically aware and broadly accessible. If you would like to support Eric Berger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.